So invigorated, I've come back from my early morning swim. Believe it or not, 1 degrees water. I swam in 1 degrees, tooting back Lido. I swam 100 yards in 1 degree water. It was absolutely invigorating and fantastic. I'm back here now, reunited with the R58 rocket and with the cup of excellence, Rwandan Lot 13 Vanga coffee, which already amazed me yesterday as an espresso. This morning I served it as a latte to Shirley, who loves her lattes, and she liked it. She kind of thought it was kind of buttery, and I can't really put my head around something buttery. But believe it or not, now I've extracted a really perfect shot, and I've transferred it into a flat white, and I've taken a couple of sips, and there is a lot of sweetness that I didn't get as much as I hoped I could get when I extracted it as an espresso. Now, I don't know whether it's due to me and my barista skills or lack of, maybe, or whether it just needs a bit of milk for that real sweetness to come through, because this flat white is extremely sweet. And I can understand what buttery means, and I hope it's not only a suggestion that's been planted in the back of my mind, but it is very, very smooth. You know, there's no trace of anything that would kind of disturb the palate. It's just a very smooth, sweet drink, and it's lovely. I mean, maybe first thing in the morning, if you want a bit of a hit to wake you up, maybe it's not what you'd go for, but now, what are we? 11 o'clock, and I've been up a long time, and it just feels like a very soothing, beautiful cup of coffee. Now, the other thing to do, and I will try it, is pushing it through the AeroPress as a filter coffee and see what notes come through then. Maybe it'll be more, kind of more variety in there. Definitely give that a go. But I love that coffee. And what I love so much about small batch is the detail they put into their packaging, into their designs, into roasting. Those beans look beautiful. There's not one single bean that has any burned or scalded mark on it. Like, you know, you sadly do see a lot of coffees. It's a very lovely matte finish roast. And it's just a great, great coffee. The smell of it is beautiful. The taste of it is beautiful. Again, I can't but praise Small Batch. Thanks for producing such beautiful, beautiful coffees.